Joining us now with a look at the weekend agricultural weather forecast is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks to me like the central corn belt, including Illinois, looks to be in line for rain it really doesn't need right now.
Dave, we have, if we could stretch today's conditions out for several more days, that would be just the most wonderful thing. But unfortunately, it looks like we will be back into a more active weather pattern. We're going to start in areas across the western portion of the corn-soybean belt as early as later today. The area that will be picking up the heaviest amount of precipitation over the next 3 or 4 days, actually a good area of Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota, still in drought, hydrological drought, and they could use the rain, and indeed they will get rain. Now, areas across much of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, we don't need the rain. Unfortunately, as this weather system starts to break down, especially, again, in northwestern Illinois as early as this weekend, sweeping across towards the Ohio River Valley by early next week, we definitely will see some rain, and it will be an active weather pattern, it looks like, through the early, well, for the first week of May, with several rounds of precipitation coming up. Little field work will be accomplished across the Midwest. And again, we have very mild temperatures, well above average right now across most of the area. We'll be dropping back down nearer to average after that cold front pushes through. As I said, Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota still in hydrological drought. They have had some rain up there already today. In fact, they've had some hail reported across Wisconsin. They will see some cooler air pushing into that region. So the showers, just the leading edge of the cooler air. The warm, dry conditions across the majority of the Midwest would favor corn planting, except you can't get into many fields to support the heavy machinery, and thus not a lot of planting going on. And in fact, many areas still have the pre-planting work to get done that we're not going to see much activity. So I know May 1st is one of those days that they look at, and as a benchmark, we're not going to see much activity before or even in the first week after that in our general region. Now, the Delta in the southeast, they also have a group of showers that brought some heavier precipitation to parts of Georgia. Locations around Atlanta picked up as much as an inch and a third of rain. Lighter rain indicated in through central Georgia. And, you know, we've heard about those wildfires in the Myrtle Beach area. There is a chance that they could see a little bit of precipitation, but not enough to help their situation. And some areas along the mid-Atlantic coastline as much as 4 or 5 inches below average so far for the year. So starting to dry down pretty intensely there. South America, fine summer crop maturation and harvest weather will continue for the next week to 10 days in Argentina. And in Brazil, a good mix of sunshine, mild to warm temperatures, and a few showers and thunderstorms occurring over the next week to 10 days. Rainfall should not interfere too much with the field work. They will experience net drying, and that should allow some late season crop maturation and the harvest to progress in between the rain events across Brazil. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.